This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I am no fan of Israel. As a matter of fact, I am one of the most outspoken critics of the Zionist Israeli state, an evil entity in the Middle East that is responsible for most of the pain and suffering that that whole region has gone through, and a country that spies on us Americans, and also is responsible for billions of dollars of American taxpayer money going towards weapons and the destruction of other countries. Having said that, you should also know, I am a Pakistani-born Muslim-American, so you would expect me to say bad things about Israel and good things about most Muslim countries. So, would you be surprised if I actually said I am going to talk today and honor two Jewish American people and take to task two Pakistani-born Muslim Americans? The first person I'm going to honor, his name is Leonard Green, and I believe he is Jewish, but even if he's not, he is a great American. Leonard Green is the president of the Institute for Socioeconomic Studies at socioeconomic.org. I do not know him, I have not met him, but I would be proud to. He is the gentleman who took out ads in the New York Times, and I'm sure in other papers also, explaining to us Americans, explaining to the readers of those newspapers and others around him, that most Muslims are not terrorists, and that the vast majority do not condone terrorism. He has made a compelling case on how we need to build bridges, how we need to reach across from the good people of America to the good people of other countries, to the good Muslim people around the world, so that we can all work together, solve the root cause of the problem, which is the Middle East and other parts of the world where Muslims are killed because of American policies. And the reason we have to salute, the reason I have to salute Leonard Green is not just because of what he is saying, but because he is a true American and he is a great American. And he is not just talking as a liberal or as a conservative or a Democrat or anything else. He is speaking as a true, great American who's putting his money where his mouth is. And he has every right to take out ads in the newspapers to badmouth Muslims, because on September 11, terrorists killed his son. His son was in one of the planes on September 11. This is a great man who is calling it as it is. The second Jewish American I want to salute is Jonathan Tassini. I hope I'm saying his name right. Jonathan Tassini probably has no chance of winning an election because he will probably not get nominated by the Democratic Party, but he is a Jewish American who has had the decency and the courage to call Israel's actions terrorism, state terrorism in what it is doing in Lebanon and to the Palestinian people. Now, this is not a man who is simply sitting here and is some sort of bleeding heart anti-Israel, self-loathing Jewish liberal or something or the other. This is a man who has done a lot for the state of Israel. This is a man who stands by the state of Israel and its right to exist, etc. But he has the courage to speak from his heart, and he has the common sense, the good sense, the greatness, and the courage to say terrorism is a loaded word. But when a country uses sophisticated missiles to kill civilians fleeing a war area, that is terrorism. So yes, Israel does commit terrorism, and that obviously has cost him a lot of support from the Jewish people, as well as gotten him badmouthed by people in Israel. And for that, Mr. Tassini, I honor you as a Muslim American, I honor you as a Jewish American, and more than that, as a great American, and God bless you in your fight for justice and for speaking the truth. And the two Muslims I need to take to task, the first one is that Pakistani-born American we have heard the story of, who went into a Jewish center and killed one Jewish woman and shot a few others. Now, folks, in my book, that is murder. And so, that guy is an idiot, and I'm sure he's going to be put away for life, because it is said that he actually has some mental problems, and we don't know if he's going to get away scot-free, as the woman who murdered her own five children, Andrea Yates, did. She got away scot-free, basically, even though she had murdered five children. I don't know if this guy is going to get off scot-free, because he is, after all, Muslim, but I have no sympathy for him, and he should pay for what he did. And the second guy was this guy who was about to become a New York City police cop, and he wanted to get his girlfriend killed because she would not marry him and was going to embarrass him. So that's how I see it. That's how I call it. Check out www.imran.com. This is Imran, signing off.